Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, my dear listeners. Let's put our hands together because let's welcome Mrs. or Mr. Winter. It is official that Mrs. or Mr. Winter is right here. So she has arrived. She's officially arrived. So it's a beautiful Saturday morning, nice and cool. I love this kind of weather. So I love, you know, winter. Winter is my favorite time of the year. I wish the whole year long, you know, it just winters. I love this time. I become more energetic. I become more live. And, summer and I are not really the best of friends. So I'm really looking forward to winter, and it looks like it's going to be nice and cold. So, you know, this time is when you can really, when you are tired, you can be able to go into your, you know, into your bed and really have a nice sleep. You know, it's nice and cold. You can work until late or something. Yeah, this is my favorite time. I hope it's your favorite time too. Not maybe favorite for many people. But, well, you are tuning into your favorite station. This is Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And right now, you are tuned in Mind Matters. And thanks to Hileni for Shosha Times and for those, lessons and educations. Keep listening to Eagle FM because here we make it our responsibility. We make it our charisma. It is within us. We wanna educate you. We want to inform you. We want to, you know, update you. We want, you know, everything that really make you grow as a person. So we continue in the same line, and welcome to Mind Matters. This is a program that psychological patterns and social factors that influences how you feel, how you think, how you make choices in your life. So that's what we do here. And from now until the hour of 1 o'clock, we will be going until the hour of 1 o'clock. My name is Mike Oshaveli. And thanks for joining us, and thanks for choosing us to be in your company. So, and from now, and this time, from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock, we call this time a mental health hours. So what I do normally in this program, if you have any issues that you would like actually to discuss that's related to emotional stress and issues that you're finding difficult to deal with, it doesn't matter whether it has to do with your mind, it has to do with your emotions, or just behaviors that maybe you don't know how to stop or how to deal with, you know. So it's what we do here. You're most welcome to come through anytime. And we allow this because we allow this opportunity, okay? I allow this opportunity for people. Maybe you could be at home and you are facing this problem and you have no one to talk to, really no one to talk to. And you may just actually, this is the platform that we create, that Eagle FM create. I have a background, you know, I have background in psychology. I'm a behavioral psychology. So, and a behavioral analyst, please do come through if you find yourself in some kind of, situations that you may need help. So we know a lot of people are involving in, we know what is happening in our country actually when it comes to social ill and, crimes that are happening, suicide, rape and all that. All this happening because of what? Because we cannot control our mind. Because we are probably going through certain distress, emotional distress. We're going through some, you know, mental health issues that we may not have somebody actually to talk to. And we create this platform for you to come through as well. And just actually, you don't have to say this is what you're going through. You can always, you know, refer to a third person, and you don't need to attach it to yourself. You don't need to say your name. You probably just tell us what is going on, and we can help you and find somebody who can help you if we can't help you. All right. So I'm so glad you could join us this morning for another heartfelt and thought-provoking conversations. As always, this is your space to listen, learn, and share your thoughts on some of life's most pressing topics. And this morning, we are shining a spotlight on issue that touches many lives here in Namibia and around the world. The challenges single parent face. The challenges you as a single parent face. That's what we're going to look at. Being a single parent is one of the toughest job out there. So one of the toughest job out there. Imagine having to juggle everything from earning a living and keeping the household running to raising children and being their number one supporter. All on your own. All on your shoulder. It's a journey of love, resilience, and sacrifice. But it is also filled with struggles that aren't always talked about. Struggles that are not always talked about. So, what does it take to be both a breadwinner and a bedtime storyteller at the same time? How do single parents balance their mental health while meeting the endless needs of their children? And here in Namibia, are we as a society doing enough to support the parents who carry this incredible weight on their shoulder? So this morning, we will dive into this question and more. We will be joined by our special guest, Joyce Chidu, a single mother who will share her personal journey, the highs, the lows, and the lessons she have learned along the way. So we will talk about practical everyday challenges, from managing finance on one income to dealing with social stigmas, emotional burnout, and the impact on children. So, and of course, we want to hear from you too. Whether you are a single parent yourself, whether you were raised by one, or just want to share your perspective on this platform. So you will be welcome. So grab your cup of tea, anything that is soft, get comfortable, stay with us for the next 2 hours as we unpack the challenges of single parenting. And most importantly, how we as a community can do better. So when we come back, we get into the topic itself, and probably I'm going to try to get our guest on the online, and we can then, start. So for now, let's have a song by, okay, let's have a musical break.
Well, I know there's a reason, and I know there's a rhyme. We were meant to be together, and that's why. We can roll with the punches, can stroll hand in hand. And when I say it's forever, you understand that you're always in my heart, you're always on my mind. And when it all becomes too much, you're never far behind. And there's no comes close to you could ever take your place. There's only you can love. this way. I could have turned a different corner. I could have gone another place.
Urban, only you can love me this way. So good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, welcome to Mind Matters. So as I said earlier on, today we have, I have a guest, you know, I have introduced you already. So her name is Joyce Chudu. Joyce, are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning and welcome to, I nearly said Mind, actually Unpacking. It's a program I have in the morning. So every day I nearly said welcome to Unpacking the Day. So welcome to Mind Matters.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So it's good. It's great to have you. And, today's topic, what we're looking at is actually the challenges the single parents actually face. And before we go into those challenges, I want us to, you know, maybe from your experience, you know, I know people find themselves, single parent find themselves in this role, because of many factors or maybe because of many circumstances. Could be a divorce, could be a loss of partner, could be a relation that didn't work out. So can you share a bit about your story as a single parent?
Well, yes, sure. I became a single parent because, firstly, I had a teenage pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I think at the time, I did not really fully comprehend the implications thereof because I was a teenager. I was living in my mother's house, who also was a single parent.
Yeah.
And then I guess somehow, subconsciously, it was a thing of there are so many people around me that are raised by mothers only.
Yeah.
So subconsciously, you end up thinking that this is the norm, this is okay.
Yeah.
And so it's not until I got employed and I started working for myself that I actually fully comprehended the implications of being not only a single parent, but a young single parent.
Yeah. So basically, when you become actually pregnant when you were very young, but only then later on, it's when you started working is only when later on you realize that I'm doing this on my own. So what happened? What happened to the guy actually? By then,
I think he was a bit older than me, but also still just a child.
Yeah,
we were all just children, inexperienced.
Yeah,
and it didn't work out between us.
Mm.
Because obviously at that age you cannot really make a commitment.
Exactly.
Although back then, and this is something that I should highlight for a lot of girls in that situation, not only when they have children, even just when they are in a relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, for girls, it's like moonlight and roses, like you have your boyfriend and it's going to be forever. But it's something that I think that a lot of people fail to highlight, that for guys, it is not the same for them.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the same for them. So a lot of girls end up in this, including myself, end up in this now,
yeah,
where you feel that you are abandoned and like this guy, you know, dropped you or used you or so on.
Yeah.
But it is not, people, I don't think people, guys go out that I will make this girl pregnant and then dump her with a baby. I don't think that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
It's just that they are in a stage of their life where they cannot commit to anybody or anything.
Yeah. It's not actually just that they cannot commit. The whole point at that point, probably in time, it's actually just to open that jar, you know, that honey jar. And the interest was actually just in honey jar, and probably a person is not also mature enough to understand the consequences that will come, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So and at that time when testosterone take over, you know, you're not thinking of the, even when a girl get into this, when you're going to this, you're not thinking maybe some time comes in, what if I get pregnant? But then you're overwhelmed by emotions and energy that you have at that time. And you forgot that there will be something coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So what happened now when you realized that you're working now and you seemed, okay, we could be this. Okay. When we talk about single parenting, for example, it could be that the other person could be involved, but really that you're not actually staying in one place raising a child. You understand?
Yes.
They could be involved, but they are not there or on a daily basis. I think that could be. Or could be someone completely not in the life of that person. So it could be, could mean all this situation. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with me, it was an alternating thing. There were periods where he would be involved.
Yeah.
And then there were periods where he would just be, you know, providing for the financial needs.
Yeah.
And then he would be, you know, overoccupied elsewhere in his life. So for me, that's how it was. But, like I think I digressed earlier on, but, I wanted to state that it's only until I got employed and I had a place of my own, and now I was truly, fully living with my children, that I actually realized the burden of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because before that, my kids were living with my mother and, you know, I was just, you know, working elsewhere in other towns. And when I eventually settled in Windhoek, now it was time to have my own place and have my children live with me on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And that is when it really, what's the word I can use? It really hit me. Really hit me, like, yay, I'm doing this thing. I'm raising humans.
Yeah. So do you think that you have been, okay, in a way, is it something that you jumped into, or do you think somehow you were prepared in one way or another? Let's say, for example, you're coming from a single parent, you know, home. Do you think that you were prepared that, or you just felt that at the point you felt that it's just something I get into, and I have to learn on the job somehow?
Yeah, I think it's important to say that I didn't think that it's something that I needed to prepare. psychological, I should have prepared for this.
Yeah. So would that be something that you would have, when you think mental and psychological, maybe physically and psychologically, would have been something that would have been now, let's say, for example, when you get pregnant, would you say is something that parent maybe should have, the people where you have been should have been talking to you about that? Or do you think it's something that you would have just picked up through your upbringing?
No, I definitely think it's something that needs to be discussed with people.
Mm.
I think from my personal experience, I don't know how others would feel like,
yeah.
But I think when a girl starts getting her periods,
yeah,
these are the talks that should be that people should be having with their girl children,
yeah.
Right?
Mm.
And not only girl children, even with their boys. These are talks that should be there openly, and it shouldn't be anything to be ashamed of.
Mm.
These are things that parents should be discussing with their children. And I might add there that I praise myself for having done that.
Yeah.
Because when I realized the potholes and the challenges that I was experiencing, I set myself out that I will have open discussions with my children.
Yeah.
You know,
mm.
I would not let them go out in the world and just experience these things by themselves, and they would come back. Things would be happening to them, you know, changes in the body, hormonal changes, fluctuations and stuff, and they would start having feelings for the opposite sex, and they would not have anybody to discuss it with. I wanted to be the first one that they discuss these things with. And I think as a single parent, I would really, if I have to say it myself, I would say that I did a good job in having or creating that open environment for my children to be open and discuss things with me.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe let's get into this phenomenon of single parenting. Yeah. So what overall, when we're looking at that, so when you look at this, I would call it a phenomenon now. When you look at that, it becoming more and more, we see more, and it's not only Namibia, I think it's something that is happening worldwide. So it's becoming more and more. So where does it come from? From what it's coming from, in your opinion, at this point in time?
Right. In my opinion, I think before I speak about it at this point in time, I would like to speak about, like, let's say 20, 30 years ago, or even 50 years ago.
Yeah.
It was deemed to be a lot of psychologists would deem it as like a generational curse. Like,
yeah,
it's something because it happened to your parents, and now it's happening to you, and it will be happening to your offspring.
Yeah.
But I always thought that curse is a very strong word, because when you're talking about a curse, it's something that is beyond your control.
Yeah.
I would rather have looked at it as a generational trend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That it's a generational trend. And, you know, 20, 30 years ago, it was because of this lack of open communication, talks about sex and all of these type of things that didn't happen in households.
Yeah.
But at the moment, it is rising, and it is less stigmatized, because people actually literally choose it.
Mm.
They choose to be single parents. They choose to have children without getting married or without having the commitment to their partner.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of the world is a small oyster now.
Yeah.
We have so much access to so much information, and we, you know, there's TikTok. You are literally in people's living rooms.
Yeah.
See how they live. And people realize that, no, if I want to maintain my individuality or have my children only being influenced by myself and nobody else, then I want to be a single parent. And, and that in itself, I think, has a lot of advantages, but also disadvantages.
Yeah.
I think generally single parenthood has, you know, naturally disadvantages.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I understand the other reason that you're actually giving where you said a generational curse or something like that.
Yeah.
But I believe also that we tend actually to follow behavior that we have actually learned. And if you actually grow up in a single parent home, you're more likely actually to follow. Not that is it's a must, but you behave in the way that you have actually learned. Okay.
Yes.
From home. So if your mom if your mom or your dad has been this independent, and all the time he shows this resilience and independence as if she doesn't need anybody, you're picking up this behavior. You're picking up a behavior of your mom who doesn't need anybody, who actually doing things on her own and all that. So you probably also start to exhibit that. And because it's something that you have learned since from your early age, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I want to bring in another aspect, another element on this. Now, the whole question of, women, you know, when you're talking about, let's go back a little bit, 40 or 50 years ago, family was something that has been admired by, I mean, it's something, when you're actually growing up, when you're growing in your home, the whole idea you were actually being trained to be a wife and to be a husband, the kind of the work that you do, since you are being trained as a child, it's actually to prepare you to be a wife one day or to be a husband one day. But we kind of like live in the world where now women also have actually, you know, have become independent in the way that they are also now, able to work. They are able, they have equal rights. They, you know, sometimes they can actually, even be more than a man. So do you think that has contributed to this as well?
To this
trend of single parenting,
absolutely, it has, and I think there's an aspect that you're missing out there, because they are also on the rise, a lot of men actually choosing to be single parents.
Because
it's that independence, is that resilience, and the core family, the core traditional family. Although it is important for values and principles and as such, it's no longer important in terms of financial sustainability.
Yeah.
So you have individuals that can raise 3-4 children on their own because of the salary that they get.
Yeah.
So, it has contributed to that people are just more independent now, and people are more informed. They have access to so much more information.
Mm.
It is literally, basically easy even for a man to take care of a toddler because there's so much information on the internet and everywhere else.
Mm.
So, those are all the things that contribute to this rise in single parenthood. And in my opinion, I think it makes it a lesser of a burden because it is no longer as stigmatized as it was.
Yeah.
In, let's say, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also less, what is that, less commitment to relationship, if you want. You know, if as a man or woman, if you feel, look, I can take care of myself, I can take care of my kids, you know, if this is how you behave, so you can go on and I can go on. So there's that lack of commitment based on, because people now feel that they can actually take care of themselves.
Yeah, there's lack of, not only because they can just take care, it's not only because they can take care of themselves.
Yeah.
But it's also because that the pool is so much wider.
Yeah.
You know, when I was growing up, when I was a teenager, you would not have access to people in South Africa or, you know, elsewhere.
Mm.
Your group, your clique was around your neighborhood, and maybe some few people from other neighborhoods because of the limited communications.
Yeah.
So now we can communicate with people in the US or in Europe in real time, and you know, we're just connected to so many more people, and the dating pool is so much wider.
Yeah.
And people think that they don't need to settle, you know. They don't need to settle for what is not sufficient for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, what has been the most? Let's get maybe now. I wanted just to look at that phenomenon a little bit to give a broader understanding of where we are and how far we have come in terms of this. So what has been the most maybe rewarding part of a single parent being a single parent?
That would be twofold for me.
Yeah.
The first is that you actually really watch your products turn into human beings. Your little human beings turn into human beings without any influence from anybody else.
Yeah.
It's like how should I explain this? it's really a great phenomenon. For me, there were days where I would be sitting at the dining table with my children, and then I would think to myself like, wow, I have made this and I'm making this.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes. And the other thing, the second advantage for me is that it has opened up, to so much about myself. Like I realized how much resilient I am, how much I can achieve on my own. Not only with regard to raising children, but I think it gave me a lot of power. There was a time where I don't know. There was a time where you specifically, Mike, were on an interview panel of a job that I applied for. I did not qualify for that job. I didn't have qualifications for that job.
Yeah.
But I thought, no, I can do this, and I applied for the job. So it gave me really a lot of self-confidence, a lot of belief in myself.
Mm.
Yes, that's what single parenthood did to me.
Yeah. So there was someone, actually I remember someone telling me that actually one thing that, you know, make it all worth it is like if hearing from your child say thank you for everything you do for me, you know. Do you feel the same? Do you feel that when you get that kind of compliment from your child, that would that make it worth it?
That is the best thing that can happen to a parent, I tell you.
Yeah.
It when you get that type of compliment from your child, it just it opens up so much.
Mm.
You could be in at that specific time, you could be in that dump, you know, like low, like what am I doing? What is life worth for?
Yeah.
And then you hear this from your child. It's so empowering.
Yeah.
I can't even find the words to describe that. And in fact, as we are talking now, I'm just trying to scroll through my phone.
Yeah.
I received something similar from my son recently.
Yeah.
Mm. It's mind blowing and it's empowering.
Yeah.
I think it's the ultimate of not only parenthood, it's the ultimate of being a human being. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, let's look at some of the challenges, you know, that now single parents actually, you know, experience or go through. One of that is actually maybe managing finances. So for a single, managing finances for often feel like a juggling act. You are working hard to bring in money, but there are only so much of it that you can do, you know? Rent, mm-hmm. groceries, school fees, clothing, transportations, all that need to be covered. So, and that's just, and those are just the basic. So how, when you were now living with your children, how did you juggle around this? And how did you manage?
It was a rough ride. It was a rough ride. It's really very tough financially to, be a single parent and to try and make ends meet for your children.
Mm.
There are times that your children have less than their peers who come from, you know, not single parent homes.
Yeah.
and it was really tough. But it's really tough now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into the details, but it was really tough financially.
Yeah.
But as you go with the years, you learn to acclimatize and to adapt.
Yeah.
But there could be, you know, negative impacts on your children, or there could be positive impacts also on your children, depending on how you deal with the situation.
Yeah.
But for my children, some of them, that thing had a positive impact on them, that they value things, they value money, they value relationships, their own relationships.
Yeah.
And for others, it has had, you know, negative impacts as to, like, they carry these questions like, okay, no, I could have had a better, you know, childhood if you weren't a single parent, etc.
And I think one area that maybe comes from what you're saying is that financial, it doesn't only strain or affect your the financial strain, it doesn't just affect your wallet, you know. it weighs heavily on your heart and on your mind as well. So I remember when it does that, it can lead now to stress, to anxiety, and even sometimes feel guilty, you know, because I remember one parent feel she was actually telling me that her child one day actually asked when my daughter, she said, when my daughter asked me why don't we go out for pizza like her friends now? Why don't we go for pizza like her friends? And then she said she feel like crying, and she said I wish I could give her the world, but I could barely keep actually the lights on. You understand? So now, when you think of that, you know, as I said, sometimes, you know, financial strain definitely can lead to some stress and anxiety. And sometimes this person felt a little bit guilty that she couldn't be able to do that. And that can really, weigh heavy on a mother or a father. Yeah. A single parent.
Yeah, it does. It does weigh heavy on a mother or a father.
Mm.
So now I cannot advise people that were single parents and they have adult children now.
Yeah.
But for those that are still single parents of minor children, my advice is that you need to love yourself first.
Yeah.
You need to pour into yourself before you can take care of other people.
Yeah.
Now, there's this thing that goes on about mental health, that stigma that goes around mental health, that, okay, you are seeing a psychologist, you think you're special, or there's nothing wrong with you, etc. So these things have got real impacts on people's psychology and people's mental states.
Mm.
And people need to recognize them for what they are and accept them. Except that they are human beings.
Yeah.
You can only do that much. You know, not only financially, even emotionally being present, you can only do that much.
Yeah.
Especially if you have to juggle, your professional life and your home life.
Mm.
And, for me, I was fortunate that I was working my profession itself at that time was a counselor.
Yeah.
So I did recognize
you just tune in Mind Matters, and our discussion today is on I'm being disturbed by something. Are you there? Joyce?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So there was something actually, you know, disturbing me a little bit here. So, and if you're just joining us, you are tuned in, in Mind Matters, and this is a program that really deal with we explore the psychological pattern and social factors that affect how you think, how you feel, and how you make choices in life. And today our focus really is on challenges. The challenges affect single parents in Namibia and around the world. So, all right, my mind is jumping up around by something that is that's getting to me now on the computer.
Maybe let me help you get back on track. Remember earlier I said I was searching something that my son recently sent to me.
Yeah.
Can I read that for you?
Yeah, no, you can go ahead with that, yeah.
Right, okay, and I quote, "You are my hero, always have been, always will be. Just to see your face is so much comfort, Mama. I love you."
Oh, that's...
Now, that is a message that will just, you know...
Hello?
Like, I needed to hear this.
Yeah.
From somewhere.
Yeah.
In fact, when I read it, is when I realized that I needed to hear this.
Yeah.
So that is one of the rewards of, you know, being a single parent and try to do the best that you can do for your children.
Yeah, and it's actually and that's really, even when you are really down and think that is this worth it, and you think that, you know, the effort that you put in, and you remember the. There's also sometimes now, this is also now, when you look at the other, when you flip that, sometimes you do this, you're 100% trying to help your children and be there for them in any way. And, you know, and sometimes then you have this child, the woman said, what would be the word that the person would say it? I can't wait to get out of here or something like that. Or, you know, in that line, how would that feel actually? Yeah. Maybe just to flip it on the other side. Yeah.
That would be a step. That would be a step in the heart. But and it happens a lot. I must say it happens a lot, especially when children now become teenagers. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
But the advice that I have is to stand your ground, to stay put. Not stand your ground in terms of opposing what your child is feeling,
yeah.
But stand your ground in being a single parent,
yeah.
And being empathetic, trying to see things from your child's perspective,
yeah.
And you know, just continue what you are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also understanding that the child actually saying that not because they hate you, it's probably what they are going through at that point in time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And as you said, understanding it from that point of view, putting yourself actually in the child's shoes, definitely would help you to understand what is going on with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has nothing
especially,
to do with,
especially
ahead.
If you yourself also grew up in a single parent house.
Yeah.
You should be able to actually be empathetic to your child that you are raising as a single parent.
Yeah. So there is also being a single parent can be also emotionally demanding. And because you're doing everything by yourself as compared to someone, you know, who have a partner, you know, who also comes in. So how does one really cope with loneliness? And loneliness, it doesn't have to be necessarily lack of a partner. In terms of romantic wise, but it's also loneliness in actually doing in everything is on your shoulder. You know, everything, and you have no one actually to rely on, you know, or to have a shoulder to lean on.
Yes, I have learned to counter that by viewing my children not as children, but as human beings.
Yeah.
And I think I have successfully forged a kind of a friendship with my children or a partnership with my children. And I think that helped me a lot and kept me grounded a lot.
Yeah.
And probably kept me away from like some potential toxic friendships with fellow adults. So I set out to be friends with my children. That's the correct, for the lack of better word.
Yeah,
to explain it. Yeah. So especially when your children are teenagers, and you are a young a parent that became a parent at a young age, there isn't a huge age gap, and you can relate to things.
How does it feel when say for example when you see that and I'm linking that to loneliness, and how does it feel when you see, say for example, you know, you see, you go to event, school event where your children, children have, some of the children have their, both of their parents, and here your child is your only one all the time, or sometimes you even not make it because, you know, you could be working, and that can create also a sense of guilty, you understand? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So within young single parent, don't one develop that desire of having a partner, and that could also contribute, you know, getting into wrong relationship?
Yes, absolutely. It does. It does create desires of having just a helping hand, a partner that you can live with, that you can, you know, do things with, share responsibilities with. But then that would lead now to, we would go now into the arena of stepchildren, etc.
Yeah.
That's a discussion for another program.
Yeah.
But yes, it, a lot of people fell in the trap of being in a relationship with a partner simply because you have children and you need a partner to raise these children with.
Yeah.
And on the other side also, a lot of people are also stuck in relationships and marriages for the sake of children. And that in itself also could have severe effects on children, you know?
Yeah.
Because I truly believe that it is much, much better to be a single parent than to be in a relationship where you are demonstrating all the wrong things to your children. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes then, that's why sometimes you find that, you know, a person get into this relationship and move from one relationship actually to another. So the other thing is then the pressure that you get from the people around you. When the people that you associate with seem to be in a very stable relationship, you could be then trying to actually fit in, and then and that's normally what would happen now, get you into this relationship that sometimes not meant anything to you, but it just wanted to actually seem stable like anybody.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. Yeah. And like I'm saying is that a lot of people fell in that trap of trying to be in a relationship which is no good for you.
Yeah.
And if a relationship is not good for you, then that relationship is also not good for your children, because children emulate. They don't do what you say.
Yeah.
They do what you do.
Exactly.
It's a pitfall that a lot of people can easily fall into. In my experience myself, I actually really never felt less adequate as a single parent. I think it's because my children had friends from single parent houses, and then friends from children who live with both parents. And you know, I had access to all of these children, and back then already I told myself from what I was seeing and experiencing and you know, observing the children and also these children's parents, I would always tell myself that no, I'm okay, I'm doing a good job. It's not that bad.
I have also experienced the single parent, you know, client who comes for counseling that are really, what is that, experience burnout. Have you ever experienced burnout, and how do you handle it when it happened?
Yes, I did experience burnout. And like I indicated earlier, at the time when my children were minor children and I was a single parent,
yeah.
I was fortunate enough to be in a profession that was dealing with these things,
yeah.
with counseling and burnout and everything. And at my workplace, we actually had a system to be to identify burnout and to be, you know, get the support that we needed for that burnout.
Mm.
And ever since then, even when I left that workplace, I could realize the symptoms in myself, and I did have the connections and the know-how how to get support
yeah.
for the burnout. So yes, I did experience burnout. I did experience, you know, collapses, like emotional just collapses, some in the presence of my children. But then, like I say, I was fortunate enough to be, I was in the HIV field, I was a counselor for HIV testing, so I had the necessary support at work, and even when I was not a counselor anymore, I had all of this network of people and services that I could access.
Yeah. Actually, that's a very important aspect you're raising there of personal support systems. How important, you know, that play in helping maintaining your emotional balance?
Yeah, it is. It's extremely very important, either professional or socially.
Mm.
Through the, you know, like most black tribes, we have the extended family type of thing,
mm.
And that is something that can be put to good use. There are pitfalls. It could have adverse effects, but generally it's important that your children have, you yourself have support from your parents or from your siblings or from your cousins. And through you, your kids also have access to these people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very important. There's a phrase, what do they say? A village raises a child and not an individual person.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, I want you to emphasize the, because most of people, and as we see it, what is happening in our country, where we have either people committing suicide or being, and especially there's also, I think study hasn't been done in Namibia, but in other part of the world, most depressed, kind of a group of people, it's actually female between the age of like 30 to 40, you know, that group of women. So I wanted to emphasize that the importance of personal support system, you know, whether it is in from workplace or family or whatever, or friends, how important is that in terms of helping you really to make sure that you're emotional, you know, you have that emotional check and balance, if you like. So anything you can be able to add there, because I think that within as African, we don't see this is as important. You know, you do your own things. Maybe if I talk about certain things, the people will see me, I'm a failure. So those are things that we normally comes to our mind, and that it prevent people from seeking help and creating their support system.
Yeah. I think from before we get to the support system, you know, of the extended family and so forth. And this is something very important, not only in terms of, you know, emotional support, is in everything else that you do as a human being.
Yeah.
It's yourself, you know? If you do not have grace for yourself, you do not have empathy for yourself.
Yeah.
You do not sit back and recognize that the struggle that you are going through now, it's not, first of all, it's not abnormal. And secondly, it is not unique to you. If you do not acknowledge those things to yourself, there is literally nothing anybody else can do for you, because you haven't come to a realization that you have a problem. So if you don't have a problem, what would the other, what assistance would the other person give to you? I think you see it that way. So I think it starts with yourself. You should have grace for yourself. You should have empathy for yourself. You should recognize your weaknesses and your limitations at first before other people can support you. I think that's important to really emphasize.
Yeah.
And then after that, the second thing is that you also have skills. You have skills, you have a mind to think, and you start helping yourself first before you demand a support from other people, or before you go into a sulking mode that, no, I'm just here, nobody is helping me, people, as they see, I'm suffering, etc.
Yeah.
You need to be able to help yourself also, so that whatever assistance you get from others, it's a bonus. It's not the only thing that you have. And then again, I would emphasize the issue of mental health. It is a mental health or the lack thereof. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's not a white thing. It's not a rich people's thing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a real thing. People go through this because, and the reason for that is because we are human beings. Nobody is a robot. We all have emotions and feelings, and we deal with other human beings who have emotions and feelings and who have their own backgrounds, who have their own way of doing things.
Yeah.
You know, some people might come, you know, let me make a simple example. Some people, you might be sharing an office with somebody, and your colleague that you are sharing an office with feels it is norm, it's enough and it's normal if they come in and say morning and get on with their day.
Yeah.
You know, we shouldn't take it because that has an effect on you because you were not raised like that. So you start doubting yourself, like this person does not like me, and et cetera, et cetera. And that's how it sooner or later it explodes into this state where you are mentally not well.
Yeah.
And at the moment, a lot of us go around being not well mentally, but because we did not recognize it, it just accelerates into more serious things, ultimately culminating in the high suicide rates that we see nowadays.
Yeah. So there's also something you mentioned earlier on. Maybe we didn't go a little bit into it. It's about the social stigma, you know, and how it affects single parent. I think, I mean, society can be tough on single parents, and the judgment they face sometimes can leave a deep emotional scars. You know, I have an example of one lady told me every time she went to a parent-teacher meeting where this is a private school where normally both parents go, and she felt that other parents were looking at her thinking, where is the other parent? Why is she alone? You know, that kind of judgment. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what kind of stigmas, single parents actually, go through?
Well, there's a lot. That's the one that you mentioned, you know, like, school events. As a single parent, you really stick out. Like, okay, she's always alone, where's the father, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then in other settings also, you know, like even social settings, let's look at, like, for instance, confirmations at church. The other children would be with both their parents and you the only one standing there, either with your sister, your cousin, or your mother.
Yeah.
You know, supporting you in this whatever it is happening there. So it's a real thing, and that is why I said that we need to learn to have empathy with ourselves. And we need to have grace for ourselves, because that's the only way you can actually buffer your child against this stigma. You need to stand strong and recognize and accept the situation that you are in. That is the only time that you would not have any resentments towards yourself and towards others.
Yeah.
It's the only time that you will stand strong. And I think that has paid off, because what I've noticed now is that, the stigma is actually becoming less and less now.
Yeah.
It's not a big thing anymore, but it was a big thing back there. It's still a big thing for some people, but it's becoming less and less. And I think that's because people collectively, they decided themselves that, okay, no, I'm standing in this light. Yeah. I'm the single parent. I'll be the lady alone without a man by my side at the school fund, and I'm standing tall and proud and confident. And then, you know, that's, I think that's the only way you can buffer not only yourself, but especially your children against that dilemma.
Yeah. So, and before I let you go then, let's look at the impact probably could affect actually children. So in terms of being a single parent, so have you noticed any particular changes your children, your child, any one of your child face due to single parenting, such as maybe academic struggles or behavioral issues? And how did you address that?
Yeah, no, I have, I think the most curious one that I have, experienced was with my boy.
Mm.
He would not listen to me because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
No, this is something that I really picked up over several years. And yeah. Then I started countering it with, if I needed to tell him something important or needed him to get to do something important,
yeah.
I would usually get a male friend,
yeah.
or a male relative, or in later years when I met my current partner now,
yeah.
I would actually have them talk to him because he would not listen to me, and I don't think it was a thing of disrespect or disregard for me. I think it's just it was just a male thing, you know, like we don't listen to women type of thing.
Yeah.
Because he was becoming a teenager now. He was becoming on his own. And he probably felt like, no, I will not be told by a woman what to do. So I countered that by, you know, using male acquaintances and relatives and my current partner, like, okay, no, can you please discuss this and this and this with this guy? Mm. And then usually it would work.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's really the only thing that I noticed. It was with my male child that would not listen to me because I'm a woman.
Yeah, yeah. So, but maybe it's, yeah, probably that not maybe because of, because you're a woman, I think, we lost her. All right, I'm going to get her to just finalize, just to come to an end of our discussions. But let me get back to her, and then we can finalize our discussions. Just stay tuned.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Omotiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iyo moyawo ota ingongoti samwene. Anageshifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro ni randitomwa yoe yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende timemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashifareki uimopo yomo programa detu. Moambo lengira selma konarahe katu imu. Datundatu heari hamano tano o ambiyaj. Eagle FM, the eye.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Amphia at 90.5. listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Yes, you're listening to Eagle FM, and we're coming to you from Ondangwa studio, and we have been talking to Joyce. And Joyce, thanks for having you back.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's not the way I wanted to end, you know?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So now, let's get into this final one. How do you find time for self-care? Especially I'm talking now for the single parent. How do they find time for self-care amidst all these responsibilities?
Yes. I think, can we define what is self-care?
Sure. Or yeah. You want me to define what is self-care? Yeah, no, where you, let's say, for example, find time for yourself. There's also find time for yourself where you also need to concentrate on yourself. Yeah. Where also it could be mentally as well, where you make sure that, you know, you're mentally fine. It could be also physically as well, taking care of yourself physically. So yeah, let's look at it in that way.
Okay, great. I needed you to define it because nowadays self-care, in my opinion, how I see it, people view self-care as like bathing, you know, putting on deodorant, wearing clean clothes, putting on makeup, etc.
Yeah.
But that is a self-care that does not contribute anything to your well-being.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So self-care is, you know, making time for yourself, the way I understand it, making time for yourself, nurturing yourself, educating yourself, etc. So now as a single parent with minor children, it is truly very difficult, but it's not impossible.
Yeah.
So it's not impossible. In terms of exercise, your children need to play. Your children also need to play. They need some physical activity. And a physical activity does not necessarily need to be on an athletic track or at school, etc.
Yeah.
It can be at home. Mm-hmm. You could be doing things with your children.
Yeah.
You could be undertaking activities that brings you joy. You could actually undertaking them with your children, like, for instance, tending to the garden or cleaning the yard. Or you could be spring cleaning the house together as a family project. That's a form of self-care. Other forms of self-care, you could be actually accompanying your kids to events with other kids and then link up with the other parents or even yourself be reading a book somewhere there next to the pool while your kids are having fun in the water or while your kids are having other activities with other children. You could be reading a book, you could be relaxing, but you are still present for your kids. Yeah. But other than that, it's quite really very tough to have separate self-care activities for you yourself alone without involving your kids.
Yeah. No, I think you make a good point there, because what is important is that we live in the world where, you know, from 8 to 5, and then even when you come home, you're gonna end, you know, by not, when you just stop, it's when you go to bed.
Yeah.
And then even when you are actually sleeping, you're probably thinking of a project that you haven't finished. Your body sleeps, but your mind hasn't slept. You haven't really rest. So you need actually that, even just to taking care of her could be that. Let me get, as you, I think you mentioned that where your parent sometimes comes, you know, you send sometimes your children to your parent. And that gives you time now for yourself where you can just sleep, for example, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, and have that good rest for you, rejuvenize yourself so that you can be able to help others as well. Because if you are empty, you cannot be able to help others, you know?
Absolutely.
And also mentally wise, because there are a lot of things that a person may go through, in terms of mental. And unless you really find time, either to really refocus yourself, to ground yourself, Otherwise, you know, it will be a roller coaster and a circle of one thing after the other, you know.
After the other. Absolutely. Yeah. I just wanted to add on there that there's a quote somewhere, really, I can't remember where I read it and who, from whom it was, but it's about work, it's about your profession, but I would like to link it back to single parenthood. The quote goes something like, when you choose a profession of something that you like, then you never need to work a day in your life.
Yeah.
It's the same with parent, not only single parenthood, just parenthood generally.
Yeah.
If you stop seeing it as a duty, as an obligation, then it would not be that much hard on you. Because then now it becomes just part of your life.
Yeah.
It's not something separate like an obligation or a duty that you have to fulfill.
And lastly, if you could go back now and give your younger self, okay, advice, about whatever happened earlier that lead you to single parenting, to being a single parent, what would you say?
I would say that there is enough time.
Yeah.
And there is a time and a place for everything. At this moment, your only duty or obligation is to get yourself educated. And become self-reliant.
Yeah.
The clubs, the boyfriends, the fun times, they will always be there.
Yeah.
They won't go away. You will find them once you have done what you need to do for yourself.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And what is the one thing you wish people, because maybe if there's something, maybe people misunderstood about, you know, about single parenting. What is one thing you wish people understood better about single parenting?
I think that people, it's two things actually, that nobody chooses to be a single parent. Nobody sets out to become a single parent while they are not ready. Nobody really consciously chooses that. I think that's something that people need to internalize, because in my day, single parenthood came along with a lot of reprimand, a lot of shame, you know. And I think people need to understand that nobody really would go out and choose something that you are not capable of or that you are not able to fulfill.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And the second thing that is it a misunderstanding or let me try and find the right words to put it.
Yeah.
Okay. The second thing is that the outcome of your children, how they turn out as adults, right, is not based on whether they come from a single parent home or not.
Yeah.
Because our children are not our children. They are our children until they are at the most 13, 14. After that, the world will have influence on them, whether we like it or not. So we cannot relate the habits and the final adult outcome of our children. We cannot blame them on whether they come from a single parent home or not.
Yeah. All right. So, and here's something I want every single parent out there to remember. Your journey is not defined by other people's opinion. You are showing your kids strength, resilient, and love. And I remember this client, beautifully said that every time my son hugs me and say, "I love you, Mom," it reminds me what was society thinks doesn't matter. So whatever society thinks, it doesn't matter at that point. So what matter is that I am here for my child. Yeah.
It does not matter. It's what matters is what you put in, what you recognize, what you accept for yourself. the rest, what society thinks, really does not matter at all. And this applies to all spheres of life.
Yeah. May Joyce, thank you for coming through, and I hope really that our listeners have a take note of some of the things from your experience, and probably just adapt them to their own life as well if they find themselves in the same situations. And thank you for making time to talk to our listener on Eagle FM.
Thank you very much for having me. It's an absolute honor.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Take care. All right. That was Joyce Chidhu. One of the single parent, she has been a single parent, and just giving us her experience and also her insight on some of the challenges that single parents are actually going through. So I will open up my line now for you to come through. So our time is about 26 minutes past the hour of 12. Mind Matters goes up to 1 o'clock. So you have about 30 minutes, for you to come through and also share your experience, and react maybe to some of the things that we talked about. Our telephone number, we are in Ondangwe studio, telephone number 08333 66091. So you're most welcome to come through and have your say.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsie Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing for Diara, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
My friend,
get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of
it's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you never leave me. The touch of your head says you catch me ever I fall. You say say nothing at all.
Good FM, welcome to Unpacking, welcome to Mind Matter.
Well,
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing. You are still unpacking some of these critical issues, my brother.
Yeah, so I think I'm used to unpacking the day, so it's all what is on my lip.
Yeah.
You
imagine the way you are pump meeting, you're also unpacking these issues of economy,
yeah,
of social issues. I think to me they just relate to one another.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. So if these are the things that contributed to the social and economic, you know, challenges that the country experiences as well.
Yeah. As a human being, like you mentioned, you are actually more focusing on the challenges.
Yeah.
And these are the issues that are highlighted in those social ecology.
Yeah.
So now this affects the way we behave, the way we conduct ourselves. So, like, experience of the sister there.
Yeah.
Many other people are passing through those kind of experience.
Mm.
Yeah, you even ask about loneliness and things like that.
Yeah.
And then I was putting myself in that category.
Yeah.
So this loneliness or single parents do come in various forms because of different reasons.
Yeah.
But, and there are those who really that you just cannot do any. So you just have to accept. So the issue of the statement that you made, the acknowledgement.
Yeah.
I think that it has to do with any natural human being. So when you are experiencing some challenges or problems or any other thing confronting you in your life, if you cannot acknowledge that,
yeah,
then it will be very difficult for you to wage that battle and win it.
Mm-hmm.
So because when you acknowledge, it means that you have what's the concept that you are using? Self what? I think my paper went different, better.
Yeah.
Self what? So now, when you understand that just statement from your co-interaction when you were talking about, I really discover that it has to do with yourself.
Mm.
So when I was listening to these days, I've been listening consistently. And listen to Elizabeth's program. I listen to many other programs.
Yeah.
And then you find out that it really has to do with our attitude.
Yeah. In the end,
our behavior. Forget about what the society say, because the society has labeled us so with so many names. And some of these things, from the judgmental perspective, is something that most of the time is so more negative.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that, yes, the male child, the adult male, and all these other things. Like you say, for example, they always, in studies there, you find out that they see the male, the boy children, become more violent because of the absence of the father.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah, only the one other, I can understand it from the fact that, yes, sometimes our women, our mothers, they apply very, very strict kind of, I don't know whether it's disciplinary measures or corrective measures.
Mm.
And so they can also stir up some bitterness within the children and the boys.
Yeah.
And the boys, they want to have that power, to assume that power, that leadership authority within the family, within that single parent's livelihood.
Yeah.
So now when they start to manifest those kind of power dynamic, then they now start to threaten the mother, and then, yes, here I am. And if it's not watched properly, it's not properly regulated by parents.
Yeah.
Even when the single mother happened to get a partner, so boys or even children, they resisted.
Exactly.
They resisted. They say, that kind of freedom that you used to have, maybe their father used to take them out and enjoy this and you know to start.
Now the attention have gone to the woman or to the husband, to the man. Yeah.
First of all, you must win the love of the children.
Yeah.
Their interest must come first. So all in all is that I really love the way your conversation is. So maybe I just have to conclude with the fact that yes, balancing up our lives. With our professions and all those social engagement, secular engagement, and the spiritually life. Like you ask the question, how could you sustain that life of singleness and things like that?
Yeah.
So you must sustain it with some very intensive kind of activities. If you are just idle there is no way you can sustain this life. Of being a single parent, because I'm talking from the experience.
Yeah.
And remember, if you are now confronted with maybe one type of gender, so this was the sex kind of, you know, girls and boys. You know how hectic is it to raise up girls?
It is. I have, you know, there even some stigma that goes with a man, because there are people always asking, are you able really to manage raising girls without a woman? Yeah.
You see?
There are also stigma.
The discipline part is only when you are very busy and engaged with some meaningful activities. Let's say commit yourself. When I tell this my friend, I say, I could stay when my wife left, I could stay 5 years to 6 years without any figgy figgy.
Yeah.
They say you are lying. Every time they don't believe that, no?
It's possible, because when you are busy, when your life is like, you know, you can only, certain things can only come to the surface when you really have time for it. You understand?
Especially when you are guided by the Spirit of God. You know, when you get into the spiritual arena, it's so easy. So, man, so thank you very much, Mike. So let's manage our finances, like you said. It's very difficult. We have got many challenges, especially to manage our finance. Single parents.
All right.
So now, you see, there's no woman there, a wife. It's more disastrous.
Yeah.
For a man, you think that you have that ability to manage the things in the kitchen or the things. You'll be going to the shop every morning and run to get a breakfast. So thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks for coming through.
Good.
All right. Yeah. So please do come through. It's your turn. We still have about 39 minutes past the hour of 12. We're going to go. The program ends at 1 o'clock. Come through and tell us your story. We talk about the challenge single parent actually face. And we really looked at a lot of challenge. We look at really handling, juggling with a lot of responsibilities. So especially, and as I said, when we're talking about single parent, we could be talking about, you know, you're still getting a support from the other parents, but you are the one with the children. The children are not with both parents. And also it could be that the other partner is not in the life of the children at all. And that also could impact on children. Especially when it comes to single parent household. So, and we have to understand some of the issues, some of the problems that we experience in our society today, comes as a consequences of a single, not for the parents that are actually, but a single parent householding, because the child hasn't been, and get me right. I'm not saying, these are the people that end up actually committing crimes and things like that. I said a contributing factor. You could be also coming from a house of both parents, and really the environment is not conducive of developing or bringing up a child. So it's not an automatic thing. So there are emotional impact on children as well. So there are emotional impact. I want you to understand that. So children of single parent might feel mix of things. They may really feel mixed of things. Sometimes they don't know what is going on. And they haven't been informed. And as they grow, this is what I want you to understand. And also Joyce actually mentioned that. So they become confused. They may become confused. They may become sad. Your child is just sad. Sometimes it's just sad because when you don't talk to them, and sometimes when they see what is happening to other children, you understand what is the life of other children, what maybe sometimes the mother come and pick up, or maybe the father come and pick up the child, and sometimes certain things that are said by others so may affect that. And if you don't talk to your child, you know, that may also affect the child emotionally. So they may start to feel sad. They may start to feel guilty, even guilty. You know, one mom once shared with me that my son asked me why it was it my fault that dad doesn't live with us anymore. You know, was it my fault that daddy doesn't live with us anymore? So, and what she has to sit with him, you know, and explain. She has to sit him down and explain that no, sweetheart, so this is about grown-up problems, not you. So it is very important. Don't just let things happen. Don't just let go on. And as a child grows, they start actually to question things. Even if they don't question you directly, they start to question things within themselves. And sometimes they create reality within themselves. And that reality might not be the reality that is there. They may started to think it is their fault that the parents are not together, or any other things that they may conclusion. So it is very important that, you talk to your child as well, because that could have also impact. Yeah. So, and sometimes kids can internalize situation in a way we don't expect. So, in the way that you don't expect, like the other one, as I said, the example I have given. So where now the kid thinks is that it's their fault that daddy doesn't live with us anymore, or whatever the case, whatever the situation is. So you have to understand that. I'm just trying to help you to understand that kids actually can internalize situation in the way that you can imagine. So it's so important to reassure them. You must always reassure them that they are loved, that the family structure doesn't change their value. Your family structure doesn't change the value or the love they receive. You know, that's very important to ensure them all the time. Yeah. So, but let's not forget children are also resilient. They are very resilient. In many cases, they grow up emotionally stronger because they have witnessed their parents overcoming challenges. Eh? And even one dad told me that my daughter sees me work hard every day. You know, my daughter sees me work hard every day. And now she said she wants to be a lawyer like me because I never give up. You see? So sometimes you also have children that sees, that become so resilient because they learn, they grow up emotionally stronger because, you know, they are witnessing their parent overcoming challenges. So, and that's very important to, that you communicate the right behavior, the right attitude as maybe, Uncle Bona was saying, the right attitude and the right, how would I say it? The right model the right modeling that you want your child to model, you know? So that's very important. There is that element of emotional impact on children, but there's also an element of social impact, you know? So the Joyce also mentioned that, you know, you definitely, once your child become a teenager, they will be influenced by society. They are not just listening to you. You are not just the model in their life. There are other people, there are other tools and that will be actually, that they will look at, and maybe model. So, and socially, children might face questions, you know, face questions from their peers. So they might be asked, where's your mom? Where's your dad? Why do you have only one parent? Kids can find this question hard to answer. So they may really, and especially when they are in the situation where they don't know, that you haven't talked to them about it. So, and then suddenly you have a child actually that is sad. And you remember asking about question, whether have you noticed any behavioral change in your children just being a single parent? Could be academically or could be, you know, behaviorally. So, and these are the things that you need to observe. So these are the things that you need to observe. I remember hearing from a single mom who said her 10-year-old daughter came home crying because of her classmate teased her about not having a dad at the school, at the school event. You know, the school used to have this Father Day's event. So she didn't. And then she was teased by others. So, and that was now the mom. The mom decided to use that moment to teach her, strength, to give her some strength. So she told her, when she told her, families come in all shapes and sizes. So, and ours is full of love. Okay. And that's what matters. So it doesn't matter that there is no dad, but ours, it's full of love, which is actually good. You know, you give that child some kind of strength, but also explain to them, you know, what is going on to the level that they can understand. So, yeah. And, the other thing is also that, stress, what I want to say is that let not ignore the stress this also put on the parents. That's because this is the whole point of discussion. So you might constantly wonder if your child is missing out on something. As a single parent, you're always, you know, thinking, is your child is missing on something, whether it is having both parents at the dinner, at a dinner table, or someone to throw the ball around in the yard. You know, you actually always worried whether they are missing something, you know, when you don't have one parent around. So, yeah, and that's really a worry of a single parent as well. Yeah. So, and I remember also one mom told me that, I feel guilty every time I can't make it to my son's soccer game. So because I'm working late, I see other kids with both parents cheering them on, and it breaks my heart. I think it's sad to hear that. So, but you know what? His son then didn't see it that way. So she said, when I apologized, he told me, "Mom, I know you are working hard for us. So that's why I play so well, you know, so you will be proud of me." So kids notice more than we think. So they really notice more than you think. So, and it's always very good to really communicate with our child, with our children. So how can maybe single parent ensure their children feel supported? That's a question. And, If you have answers, please do come through. If you want to share, please do come through as well. So one thing is really quality over quantity, you know. So, because sometimes you may not actually have time, you know. So that's very important. Even if your time is limited, make it count. That's why I say quality over quantity. So, and I remember one that he shared, that every Friday, my daughter and I have a movie night, you know, and it's our special things. He felt that that's our special thing. So, and she looked forward to it all week. So she can't wait for Friday. So, you know, have something that connects you with your children. So that's how then they feel they are supported and all that. So, and especially for men, eh? So now, the other thing is open communication. Yeah. Always encourage your child to share. I think that's very important to share their feeling. So what I do, I can give an example. I always have every month, you know, every month, which we have actually established an open discussion. Every month, open discussion, where open communication, where actually I freely ask, you know, feedback from my child, from my children. So each individually, you meet them individually and talk to them. So, and it becomes something that they look forward to. So because then you discuss what is that maybe you haven't appreciated over the month that I have done. You know, and I communicate the same thing, you know, whether it's schoolwork, certain attitude maybe, or anything that I picked up. So, and then you do it with individuals, especially in the world where there is no more katunario marupalindish, you know, kunario ruparapato, you know, to druku educating, sometimes you create this platform in that way where you now have those kind of open communications, and it create that openness between you and your daughter and between you and your children, and really not having any issues, you know, that left untouched. Okay, so those are some of the example, but you know, you can always find a way that is more acceptable and fit your situation. So, yeah, the other thing is very important for as a parent, as single parent, is also to positive role models, you know, and that's very, 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 very important. Depending as we are talking, remember I was talking about loneliness. We talked about that sometime, and loneliness is not just about, you know, seeking a romantic companion, but also loneliness in terms of doing things by yourself. Everything is on your shoulders. You know, you have no one to rely on. That may push somebody, may actually, you know, drive somebody to look for someone. You know, to want someone, especially maybe you are a professional, you are a career woman, and the people that you friends, you know, are in a stable, so-called stable, you know, let's say for example, married in a stable relationship, and you probably want also to everybody desire that. So you also want that. It might push you into a relationship that, that may not be good for you. Okay. That you haven't discerned so well, because what the drive is actually, you know, a stability that you're looking, rather than actually someone that you probably love and compatible with. So the point here is that, positive role model is very important. It's important you surround your children, your child, with supportive adults. All right. And especially when we live in this world of crazy world, where even a father, we hear stepfathers and not only stepfather, even fathers who actually rape their own children. So, surround your child, your children with supportive adults. Either it's grandparents, it could be uncles, it could be aunts, could be teachers, could be even, you know, family friends. So this would help them actually feel part. So it's not just you and them, you and them, you and them. So this will make them feel part of a bigger community. So that's very important that you expand your family with other people, with supporting adults around you, either grandparents, uncles, aunts, and all that. So, and the other thing is also then celebrate your family unique strength, you know? So instead of focusing on what is missing, instead of focusing on what is missing, highlight what is great about your family. Highlight what is great about, not what is missing, but what is great about you, about your family. So, and I have one dad once said, I tell my kids, okay? He said that I tell my kids, we are a team. All right. And teams look out for each other. So that becomes like a logo, not a logo, like a slogan for that family. So we are a team. Remember, we are a team and teams look out for each other. So it is very important. As I said, create your family's unique, strength. So what is that unique about your family? So that's what you look at, rather than actually focusing. And I think that's the same experience in life. You know, when you focus on the things that you lack, you will always be in need. Do you understand? When you focus on things that you lack, you will always be in need. So, but if you focus on things that you own, things that you possess, on your strength, you always have, you always see yourself as someone who have. So that's what I'm encouraging you to do, and especially for a single parent. So, and finally, remember that children from single parent households can thrive. All right. Many grow up, you know, to be compassionate because of the experience that they have gone through, independent and hardworking, you know, and they see firsthand, because they see firsthand what a resilient look like. So they see what it look like. Igrafim, welcome to Mind Matter.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I want to ask you, sir.
Yeah.
Because radio, Eagle FM.
It's Eagle FM, yes.
Yeah, but here is it in North. We are not hearing Eagle, Freeman.
Oh, you're not hearing yet?
No, you're not hearing.
For the moment, and only for those who are, I can't say when are you going to hear that, but for the moment, if you have a smartphone, you can always download. There's an app, application, Eagle FM mobile app. Once you download that, you can be able to listen to us for the moment. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But when we are, the radio comes there.
Yeah. No. I can't tell you that now. For now. Yeah. I can't say when. Yeah.
Yeah, because recently, maybe from February up to now.
Yeah. No. We understand. We understand that there are some part of the country that are not hearing us from the radio. So.
But they are busy.
Yeah, so I think we still have to see what is really at this point in time I can't tell you when. You understand? Okay. Yeah. Mm.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. But if you have a smartphone, do that, so that you can follow your favorite program. Okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
All right. So, and actually, that brings us to the end of our, of Mind Matters. And remember, as I said, you know, this, so what we have been talking today, it's an issue that, as a Namibian, we have to face. All right. We have to face this as Namibian. And I want to say, to just hold on. Okay. Lastly, I just want to remind all the single parents, you know, all the single parent out there that, that you're not alone. It might feel like you are carrying the world on your shoulders, that they're carrying the whole world on your shoulder, but there are others who understand and support you. Okay. There are definitely others who understand and support you, and don't hesitate to reach out and share your experience and seek help, when actually is needed. You know, take care of yourself, you know, and taking care of yourself is also not selfish. You're okay? It's not selfish. It is essential for you and for your children as well, and for your children's well-being. So you are doing incredible job, and you deserve to be happy and healthy too. So that was our topic for today, and hopefully you have pick up anything that would help to change or to shift the way you think about single parenthood. And hopefully that will make a difference in your life. Until next time, so when we look at another exciting and life-provoking kind of topic, next time, book the time with me again on Eagle FM at 11 to 1 o'clock every Saturday morning. So, from me, Michael Chiavelli, I wish you all the best, and please continue with other programs that are coming up this afternoon. And I think coming up right away is Elizabeth Wall with Elizabeth. So stay tuned and have a great afternoon ahead.
say it best when you say nothing at all.